Okay, today's share is Rav Basra of Kup Ayin Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Vicky and Ivan Silverman in honor of the bar mitzvah of their son Sammy. Wish them a mazel tov, and they should have a lot of nachas from Sammy and from the entire family. We are on Kuf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, correct? Mm-hmm. We were just talking about what they used to write into the shtar. Where should we go back? Maybe we should go back a little bit. Let's go back a little bit to Amalei Rabbi Yemar, because I just have to get the flow. So we'll just read it quickly. Amalei Rabbi Yemar Rav Kahana, Amri Lav Rav Yemar Yemidifli Rav Kahana, Va'idna the Kasvin Shtari Mu'uchri. Now that we write Shtar Mu'uchar, we post-date it, the Kasvin Tavra, we pass like Rav Yossi, that we write a Shover, so... When you write a shtar meruchri, you should write in the shtar. Shtar dinan lo bezman kasvina el achrona v'kasvunu. You should write in the shtar meruchri that is the shtar meruchri. Just make it a statement. So make that in there. So amalei rashi kahana, but ina deklo adin hachi. Now that we don't do that, that we don't write that into the shtar. So what's the story? So basa the amalei rasapra l'sapre. So we don't have to worry about it because rasapra said to the sofrim, ki kasvinu hanitabri. When you write these receipts. Iyad isu zimnu nishtara kisu. If you know the zman of the shover, then write it in. Meaning, if let's say the shover is written, if you know about the date of the shtar that was lost, write that into the shover. That this is a receipt for a shtar that was written on such and such date. So this way, if you have a shover and it comes out with a different shtar and it's later, you can't bring out a shtar that's later than the shover. Because the shover will be referring to that post date. The ilo kisvu stama, and if there is, you don't know the date of the shtar, then write the shover stam without a date in it. Just write the amount. So the whole aim of the nafik lire. So then, any time that the malva will bring out if the malva claims that he lost the shtar, and then he tricks somebody, he brings out the shtar, and they say, oh listen, look, it's date of July, and you have a shover, an undated shover, that could go against that shtar to begin with. If you date the shover, the possibility exists that the shover will be dated later than the post dated shtar. Therefore, don't either write in the shover the date of the shtar, or don't write any date. It's better than writing today's date when you write the receipt. So, Amalei Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, V'ha Idna D'Loki Idna Hachi. But what do we do now? We don't do that. So finally the answer comes, he says to him, Rabbanan Takuni Takini, the Chachamim made a Takana of what you're supposed to do, Manda Abed Abed, whoever does it, good, but Manda Lo Abed, Iyu the Avsi D'Nashe. He malpracticed. If he doesn't do it, then he lost it upon himself. The Rabbanan explained to you what to do in order to protect yourself. If you decide not to protect yourself, then what are you supposed to do? That's your problem. You have to know what the rules are. To hire yourself somebody who knows what the sofer that knows what the rules. And if the star is still valid without this, but you leave yourself open to a possibility of having someone collect it again. Therefore, whoever doesn't do it, if you mevatel the hanhagas that the chachamim say, then it's on you. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring another din about the writing of a zman in the shtaros. So Amra Luhu Rava Bar Rav Shila. Rava Bar Shila said, Lahanu Kasve Shtara Akinosa, to those sofrim who write the shtaros on a kinyan. Rashbam says that we're talking about over here, the second Rashbam, Lahana Kasve Akinosa, Kosve Shtar Matana, those who write the shtaros of Matana. It seems to be that the Machlokas, Rashi, Tosos, they say we're only talking about shtaros of kinyan, shtar matana or shtar mecher, but not a shtar halva. Ben Chal says it might also be a shtar halva. The response says kosvei shtar matana she'in kosev behen achrayas. There's no achrayas in these shtar matana. The lo asi the mitzvah lekuchei inami shtar mechira she kosev behen achrayas the shadina litrof lekuchos mishas mechira. Right. So let's just explain what the case is. We'll finish the Rashbam there if we read the Gemara. So amalu rabbi Rafila lehanu kasvei shtar akinasa ki kasvei shtar akiniyasa. When you write these shtaros. I yad isu yoma tekinisu bay. If you remember, again, you see, apparently you're writing the shtar later than the date of the kinyan. The shtar here is going to be a shtar raya, I guess. It's not a shtar that creates a chalos. It must be a shtar of a raya. I bought the karka, with a chazaka. I bought the karka 3 weeks ago, or I got the present 3 weeks ago, and now you're writing the shtar. Ki kasvinu shtari akni yasa. If you remember which date the kinyan was made, then kisvu. Then write in the shtar that day. Write the day that the kinyan took place, don't write the day of the Ksivas Hashtar. Because, why? There's a chash that maybe after that, say the kinyan was made 3 weeks ago, you sell me the karka, we write the shtar today. Maybe the guy in between the day of the kinyan and the day of the shtar goes ahead and sells it to somebody else. And he has a kinyan that's dated before my kinyan, even though I bought it before. So I can get in trouble, I can get messed up. You know what can happen? Okay.
It's a one-way to try to save the guy one-way only? Or
well, it's one way. It's
both ways.
It's saving one guy who made the valid purchase, and it's saving the other guy from having an issur of selling, stealing land and selling it. And the whole talkal can come about. You have a whole fight now, right? Because you might say, after the kinyan, right, the bailim sent the karka to somebody else. The elo, and if you don't remember for sure, the date of the actual kinyan, so what do? Kisvu yoma de kaimasu bay. Write the date in the shtar that you're of the date of the writing. Write today's date. Right? Ki hechi delo mitchazi kishikra. So you don't look like you're a liar. Meaning, you can't write that the shtar took place on January 3rd, for example. If you don't know it took place on January 3rd, because then it looks like kishikra. So we'll talk about that also. Let's read Rashbam. Again, back to the Rashbam. So kisvi shtar matana she'ein. Shtar matana she'ein kasav ben achrayis los limitzah min lekuchos I nami shtar mechira shekasav ben achrayis shedina literal lekuchos mishas mechira. You're supposed to collect the lekuchos from the time of the sale. The edim makle lekala below shtar, because when it by shtar mechira, the reason why it's okay to what you're saying, oh, by shtar mechira, so lekuchos can be gobe from the time of the kinyan. But why the shtar is only now? Because the kol that creates the lien is based on the edim, and the edim are back from point A.
Right, kida amar chesus abatim. Skip a little bit. Hilchach I amar kida amar chesus abatim. Amar Rav Amochus they have an edi gobin chasam shabadim. Kida parish chasam taima malve azvini karames because it has a call. Hilchach I yidi isu na hu yoma the iknun bay min hanose matana omocher mechira. If you know the date that the transaction took place, then kisu achshav oso hayom. Right now, write oso hayom shenit damatana mechira. Write that date. The ikal amecha shema achrei kain not nala achas shlokadin. But he says here, the dafka shtari akniyosa, dafka shtari kinyan. Aval shtari halva'a, but shtari halva'a sheishbo achrayas, lo yichtov elo yom she'omid be'achshav. You should only write the date where you're standing now. The imkain, havle muktam upasal. Then it becomes a shtar muktam. Because a shtar muktam means a shtar that's predated before the date of the shtar. Right? The asin limit of the kuchos mizman akasa b'shtar shloka din. Because the din is you can only, by a halva'a, you can only be gove the kuchos from the time of the ksivas shtar. So if you write, if you're standing today and the loan was January 3rd, and you write January 3rd, it can be now gove the kuchos from the borrower all the way back to January 3rd, and that's no good. The la'olam ena the kuchos mishubad mishum adam kos marshal nukhav shtar. There's no shibud until the shtar is written. You might get full kukos that are written from the loan to the ksivas hashtar. The haim loan is tabdu ad la'achar ksivas hashtar. And they weren't. There was no such a tilin until after the ksivas hashtar. The edim hachasum al shtar inu machle kolat immediately inyan halva b'chazak batim. When it comes to halva, it's the edim on the shtar that create the kol. When it comes to the mechira, it's the edim at the mechira that create the kol. It's more knowledge. No, you know when someone sells a house. You don't necessarily know when someone has to take a loan. So it's the edim of the shtar by the halva. It's the edim on the actual mechira or the matana for the mechira matana. Okay, so that's that. Next case, Amar Lahu. Amr lehu Rav l'safrei. Rav said to the sofrim, "V'chein Amr lehu Rav Huna l'safrei." And so Rav Huna said to his sofrim also, "Ki kaimsu b'shili kisu b'shili apagav the misiron lechum mili b'hini, and ki kaimisu b'hini kisu b'hini apagav the misiron lechum mili b'shili." So Shili and Hini are two cities, sort of like on the opposite, like they're like twin cities, like opposite sides of a river. They're very close to each other. People go back and forth. So what the Gemara is saying is that when you are sitting in the ear of Shili and you're writing a shtar, whether it's shtar matana, shtar mekach, shtar ava, whatever you're doing, whenever you're writing the star, you have to write that the star was written in Shili, even if the text of the star is describing a transaction that took place in Hini, and vice versa. And if you're in Hini, you have to write that the star is written in Hini,
even though the action took place in Shili. Why? Because if you don't write in the shtar the makom where they're sitting, it looks like sheker. The shtar looks like the shtar in itself is lying. You can't write. You have to be truthful. There was a Rashi in Sanhedrin that says, but if they don't listen to this rule and they just write the makom where the transaction took place, that the shtar is not possible. This is only an Eitz HaTovah because the problem is you have Eid HaZam, you have HaZam issues to find out where people were. If you say you're in Hini and the Eid, it looks like how do you do in Hini that day? You were in Shili. You got problems with HaZama. Oh, we really were in Shili. I the shtar says he was in Hini. That comes into issues. Nevertheless, it's not possible. But the Ritva here says that the shtar is possible even b'diavad. And you have to listen to the shtar is possible if you don't write where the transaction took place. I'm assuming that in the shtar must also be right in where you are sitting, and therefore you have to write, we're sitting in Shili, and and we're giving testimony about a transaction that took place in Hini.
You write the shtar in the text of the
shtar. Right, as I just said, I think you have to write that the text.
You don't have to write that.
I don't know. So maybe I'm wrong, or B, maybe they still want you to say they want you to write. If they don't write, they want you to write where the transaction took place, because for Hazama purposes, you need to know where it took place. If we just write a star and we don't say where it took place, it's very hard to someone say, oh, Imano Yisum but Makom Ploni. You were so.
When the transaction took place.
Right.
Why not when the sofa.
That's what the Gemara says. You have to write where the transaction took place. No, that was my own. So ask on him.
Right?
I don't know. So maybe Ksuba is different. Maybe Ksuba is different. I don't know. Question though is, there's a big shot. We bring down here that. You know, Rav says they have to tell the Sofrim that when they're in Shili, they have to write that action took place in Shili. So, if they're in Shili, they have to write that it was in Hini. If it really took place in Hini, and it's the Rishon says that's the problem of Sheker. It's the Yad Ramah. He says you can't write. You definitely can't write that the Maisa took place here, because that's Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So there's a major machlokus of Poskim about lying. What if you're lying, stop telling a story? There's no significance. There's no tool, there's no purpose. The guy's just a storyteller. And does that violate the Isser of Bar Sheker Tirchak on the Oraisa level? That's right? So the Yerayim in Simon Reish Lamed Hey writes, by the Isser of Bar Sheker Tirchak, he says, Shetzarech litein lei v'zeh ha'inyan. Aval sheker she'enu ba lidei ra'a, if the sheker won't lead to anything bad, lo hishir ha'torah lov. There's no Isser d'Oraisa. Shadavar halam minyano, because you have to look at where the words Mishdar Sheker Tircha come in. It's excuse me, from the pasuk it's talking about Shabarashara Labrias of Pasuk Madavar. It's talking about when you're doing something bad to other people, the pasuk says, Mishdar Sheker Tircha, Vinaki Vitsadik Altaro Ki Lo Achdik Rasha. It's lying that has an impact on somebody else. It makes a tzaddik a Rasha or a Rasha a tzaddik, but that's a sheker that causes things to happen. The Bar Sheker Tircha is lead to learn on the rest of the pasuk, which has an impact on to cause a Russia to be tzaddik or vice versa. And they say that it seems to be that also that's the das of the Rambam, that there's no iser min haTorah about what they call sipur dvarim ba'alma, right? Because he says in sefer hamitzvos, good thing the shul has a sefer mitzvos, and it says in mitzvah resh mem ches, mitzvah shelo lechachesh hachovos sheniskaybu behem v'apitonos asher v'puftu biyado. You can't lie about your chovos. That's what he says in the mitzvahs. You can't lie about their chovos. And then he says in mitzvah reish memtes, shehiz hirnu shaloli shava akviras mamon mutalenu. Now I'll swear falsely. And in Hilchos Tovah Menitzon, Perek Tzayin Lachates, he brings the pasuk of Dvar Sheker Tirchak only by the inyan that it's also for a person to be towing a tiny sheker. But he never counts the iser of Midvar Sheker Tirchak in the Tariyog Mitzvahs. So maybe that's just he seems to say that Dvar Sheker Tirchak is only it's the rice like in Beis Din or comes to making claims. There's a whole question. Perlo has a whole thing in Sefer Mitzvos for the Rasag in Mitzvah Sechav Beis.
he says that maybe the machlokus rishon and the drasha chatirkak only applies in Beis Din. Maybe it doesn't apply outside of Beis Din. But see, there's a whole.
So the bedtime stories are okay.
You're allowed to write fiction. I think you're allowed to write fiction as long as you know it's fiction. You know, but yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, or now our house and so on is a tooth malach, but you're right. I don't know. The kids know already. It's not a big deal. Once the first kid figures it out, all the other kids know. I think in my house was the second kid figured it out, and then all the other kids know. Okay, I'm a Rava. Hi, man, the nakat star of our Meizuzi. You have a guy who has a star that says in it that Shimon Reuben owes Shimon 100 zuz. The Amar. And he says to Adim, Shavi Nihili Trevin Chamishin Chamishin. You know what? Instead of this one star for $100, let's split it up and give me two staros of 50 zuz. And you'll sign it. Therefore, why? Because if the guy pays me back 50 zuz, I'll give him one of the staros and I won't have to write a shover. It's better for him. I'll give him back the star. We don't have to worry about the shover. So, I guess maybe there's an installment here or something like that. And he says, when he gives me 50, I'll give him back the 50 star. So, lo mashvinalhu. We don't listen to him, unless the Lova agrees. It has to be Midash Neim. Why? Even if we know for sure that he still owes him 100. My timer. What's the reason why we can't split the star into two? Abdu Rabban and Milsa, the Nichalei Lamalda, the Nichalei Lova. The reason why they did this is because they wanted to keep the star at 100, because that's the one star is good for the Malva and it's good for the Lova. How? Nichalei Lamalda, Kideshi Yachop Leparo. It's because it forces the Lova, we sort of had this yesterday also, it forces the Lova to pay. Why? Because it's going to force the Lova to pay his entire Chov. Because if the Lova only pays 50, and then the Malva, we pass the Malva rights to Shover, so now the Lova is going to be concerned that he's going to lose the Shover. So he's going to be forced to pay the other 50 to get the star out of the hands of the Malva. Therefore, so the Malva can't complain. Because if he loses the Shover, and the star still says 100, he's going to have to pay 100. So it forces the Lova, you know, to get his affairs in order to pay back the Malva. But if we have two staros, right? Let's say we have two staros, one for 50, one for 50, and we don't write a shover, and he pays back 50, and he gets a star. There's not going to be an impact on him to force him to get to the other 50, because there's no takala that's going to happen. There's no shover. That's why it's for nichli lamalva and nichli lova ki hehi the nifkam shtare. When it does, having one star of 100, it's and he would pay back 50. It's pogame the star. The luck is that if he wants to collect the other 50, right? That if the malva is moded that he only owes him 50 and he has the star of 100, in order to collect it, the luck is he has to swear, right? That's the gemara ksuvas not pay zayin. That a woman who's pogamus or ksubasa, she has to swear before she collects the rest. And the Gemara in Shavuos and Mal says that that's not lav daka ksubas isha, it's in all staros. That's what the Rambam, the Rambam Hechi says. Right? If the Malva admits that he only owes 50 with a star of 100, he has to swear to get together. I guess the Gemara would mix us. I don't know what we'll get to it when we get to Shavuos. I don't remember the Gemara in Ksubas, and we're not off the Gemara in Shavuos yet. So, but that's the halacha.
So
he has to swear, yeah. Rashbam says, Kishivir eno lovi lamalva chotzi chovo, yechupnu malva leprolo ashar. The malva is going to want him to, sorry, Roma, kihechi lukum staro, kishivir chamishim zuz, hare nimsa star biyad malva pogum, utnan hapogamis biksuvasa, lo tifra elabashvua, the hua din lecholo staros. So maybe you can just say, pay me back the whole thing. Don't pay me back 50. Pay me back 100 when you have it. Yes, and I don't think it's a shuwa to a raisa. I don't think it's a Shavuot Daraisa. It must be a Shavuot Darabanan. It can't be a Shavuot Daraisa. That's not on the list. Okay, but Amar Rava. So Rava says, let's say you have a guy, he took out two loans from me, each for 50. So now I want to consolidate to make one loan of 100. Right? But Amar Shavino Nihili Chad Bar Mi'ah. Give me one star worth 100. Lo Mashvino Le. We don't force it. Now everything just works the opposite now. We don't listen to him. The Amar Rabbanan Milsa the Nihli Lamal the Nihli Lova. No, you want the 250s. In this state, in this instance, it's good for the Malva and good for the Lova. Why? Nichele Lamalva, it's good for the Malva, he hates the Nifkum Shtari, so it won't be Pogam Mishtar if the guy pays him back 50. I have two separate loans of 50, I don't want to be Pogam Mishtar. And Nichele Lova, Kadesha Lo Yachov Leporo. He entered two separate transactions of 50, so don't give me one star of 100, because then that's going to force me, that's going to be Kofit me the Poro with the whole Sober situation. Otherwise, he would have written up one star of 100 to begin with. Two stars of stars of 50, we keep it to benefit each of them. Next in, Amar of Ashi,
High man did knock a star bar meyazuzi. You have a malva who's holding in his hands a star of 100 zuz. The Amar Shavini Hili Chad Bar Chamishin. And he says, you know what? The guy already paid me back 50. Let's change the star. I'll give over this star for 100. Give me back another star for the 50. Yes, he wants to get. Oh, he doesn't want the pole game. Whatever. Give me star 50. So we say lo mashvina le. We don't listen to him. We don't do that. My timer. What's the reason? Because it's a chash ramos. I think you don't do. I thought you just don't do it simply because you want to make him swear. I don't know what the reason. But he said I had a difference. But Gemara says differently. It's my timer. Amrinan high mifrapari. Maybe. The guy, maybe the borrower paid back everything. Paid back the 100 zuz. Right? And what happened? And he said, give me the star. And he said, I lost it. And then he wrote a receipt for $100. Right? And then what happens? And if we would have given him now a star for 50, he'll say, oh yeah, you have a sober for you paid back 100. You paid back 100. I have another star, you owe me 50. So therefore, we don't change the stars. Seems to me, a star is memorialized, and you can't make an amendment. It's like all documents. You can't make an amendment unless you have the consent of all the parties. You can't have a one-sided amendment to a document. It's not an amendment. It's not valid. Right? You need two parties to a contract. What the intent is? Lucy B. Zemmer? Okay. Next Mishnah. They're showing a struggle what this first part of the Mishnah is doing here. It's going back to Daf Yud Gimel, the Go to Ogib case. Shnei Achen, you had two brothers. Echad ani ve'echad ashir. One is wealthy, and one in relation to the wealthy one is poor. Ve'niach lehen avien, merachatu beis avad. The father passes away, and he usually leaves over a bathhouse or an olive press. A son, l'sachar, if the father would have used the bathhouse and rented out in order to make a profit off of it, then haschar le'emsa. Then they continue renting it out, and they split the profits 50-50. I guess they also split the liabilities 50-50. A son, la'atzmo, but let's say he didn't use it to rent it out. He just used it for himself. Or maybe it was too small to be rented out. You know, it was a mini merchat, so it was only good for one, you know, it wasn't a big gym. It was a small, you know, personal gym. So a son, la'atzmo, hareya ashir omer la'ani, the usher can use it, and he tells to the poor one, kach lecha avodin b'yechazub merchat, kach lezeisim asa be'esabat. Listen, I'm using it. You want to use it too? Go right ahead. Bring your avodin. It's almost sarcastic. Bring your avodin, bring your olives, and go use it also. I mean, the point being is you can't rent it out. You can't say, let's split it, and you use it 3 days, and I'll use it 3 days, and those 3 days I'll use it for rent. He says, no, I can use it just like our father used it. You can use it also. Come ahead, bring your avodim. But Martin Yagimel asked, what's the point? Why don't we say go to Ugud? Why don't we have the process, you know, either you sell it or you buy it, you know, a buy-sell provision. So he says, too much? So the Gemara and Yigimel said no, because over there we had God, you didn't have Ogud. God Ogud only works if you can do either, if each party can do both things. Here you couldn't do it because the poor guy that can't, the poorer person can't, he can't purchase it. Okay, so, but there is a machlokas, I mentioned before, like I said stop, but there's a machlokas we showed him. If the ani can tell the usher, let's split it by days. And on the days that the ani has it, he'll rent it out. So the Baal Amor, she says that, you know, here quotes the Baal Amor who says, I didn't see it inside, so here she quotes the Baal Amor who says that the Ani can say that, but the Ramban and the Rashba who says that they can't split it by Yamin. Right, since the father used the Merchats for the Bnei Abayas, means the Usher can use it any time he wants, and the Ani can't force him to say, these 3 days are mine, these 3 days are yours, and on his 3 days he'll profit from it. The Baal Amor seems to indicate that you may do that. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Not exactly sure what the connection between that Mishnah is and the rest of what we're talking about, Saras. Okay, I have money and I have a vadim, you don't. So the machlokas is whether, and we're supposed to split it now. So the machlokas is whether you can say to me, you know what, I'll use it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You'll use it Sunday, Thursday, Friday. And the days that you're using it, you'll rent it out and make a profit. Baal Amor says, no problem. The Ramban, the Rashba, they say, no, you can't do that because we were Yorishit the way our father used it. And our father always used it for the family. Whenever the family wants to use it, they can use it. So you can't tell me I can't come on 3 days. I can use it whenever I want. You want to use it? Go bring your avodim. Go bring your olives. You don't have any? You want to borrow some? You know, that's the... He can use it for his person. Because that's the assumption is being that that's the usage that was used. That's how it was used. What are you going to... You're asking just on the mitzvahs of the case.
Yeah, What is just using for personal use and what is it for business? You don't have any uses for it. You want to go use it for yourself? So hey, go use it for yourself. You're allowed to use it for yourself. But how long does it take for you to use it for yourself? 5 minutes? I have a vadim we're going to use it. It's taking me the whole day. So you want to use it like that, like I'm using it? Go bring your vadim. You don't have any? Okay, you don't have any. It's easier for the olives. You don't have any olives. What are you going to press? Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Shnayim shayu birachas. You have two people in the one city. Shem Echa Yosef and Shimon, and Shem Acha Yosef and Shimon. You have two people whose name is Yosef and Shimon. Like I went to high school, there were two Michael Fruchters. I still have his math award. I'm pretty sure he has my Gemara award. Ein yecholin lohotzi shtarchov ze al ze. They cannot. It's true. He goes by mayor now. He's a really nice guy. He lives in Passaic. Ein yecholin lohotzi shtarchov ze al ze. You can't. They can't be motzi shtar on each other. Yosef and Shimon borrowed from Yosef, right? They can't collect from each other. The Gemara is explaining tomorrow why not, why they can't collect from each other. Because each one can say, no, it was mine, it dropped. Who's the borrower, who's the lender? I would think you say the whoever holds, I don't understand, but just maybe tomorrow. You see it tomorrow? You think maybe the guy who holds the star, he's the, you know, that's, you know, he has the star, so you owe him. Okay.
You can't say the one who's 6'4".
Well, we'll get to it. So, below Acher Yochel Hotzilim Star Chov. And no one else can bring a Star Chov on them either, if it just says Yosef and Shimon, because they can each claim, wasn't me, go to the other guy. And now, Nimsa le'echad ben shtarosov, shtaroso Yosef and Shimon parua, let's say someone finds amongst his shtaros, something that says, the loan that I gave to Yosef, the loan given to Yosef and Shimon is paid up, then shtaros name peruim. Both of their shtaros are considered paid up. You never can't prove which one is which. So Kate said, Yasu, here's your point. So what are you supposed to do? Well, is that supposed to get transact business? What are you supposed to do? Yishalishu. So you write to the door shlishi. You know, Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov. You know, you write the whole Divayim Mishulashim. Let's say they all have the same three. So Yichtavu Simon. So you write a Simon. I want you don't go to a door Revi because I guess maybe you don't remember who the fourth generation is. You write a Simon. Right, he was tall. He was short. He was dark. He was light. Right. Vim Hayim Misumanim. Let's say they look exactly the same. Then Yichtavu Kohen, right? You write something, some distinguishing feature. So it's interesting, it's important to say Yichtavu Kohen. So let's say the Edom sign that Yosef and Shimon are Kohen. Is that Edus that he's a Kohen? Say, no, it's not Edus that he's a Kohen because they're only testifying on the loan. They're not testifying on him. It may not be Edus or Kohen. So we're writing last names. Just write last names. So I think Rav Moshe says, I'm not sure to look it up, I think Rav Moshe says that you can do last names, but they'll work on anything other than a Ksuba. I don't remember why. I think that's what that is. That Ksuba may be different. That you're not supposed to write. You don't write the last names. That doesn't make it. We do write last names of the Ksuba, but I don't. Right? We write. Mi Mishpachas. I have to look it up. I don't remember. But there's something about this that Rav Moshe talks about. Gemara says, "Ahu star d'nafik lebeidina d'Rabuna." There's a star that came to the base in the Rabuna. That bekasav bay. That was written in it. Ani ploni. Bar Ploni, Lavisu Madamcha. It says, the star says, you're holding a star, and it says, Michael borrowed money from me. Right? Or I have a star. Right? It doesn't say, but it doesn't say who the me is. It doesn't explain, it doesn't say who the Malva is. It just says, Mimcha, from you, from me. It just says that, it just says, Mimcha. So the mashmos of the star is, though, whoever's holding the star, he's the guy. But it doesn't say it. It's not explicated in the star. Look at Rashbam. He says, "I who started another way dealing with Rav Huna." The last Rishbam, the who hayamuksak bo adam echad shayatoin ploni ben ploni akasu bezeh hashtar kasu v'chasmu. He wrote it. He signed it. Who musr li l'fishe elvisi kach v'kach mamon. He just claimed, listen, he owes me $1,000. This is the star, and he wrote mimcha because he wrote that I borrowed money from you, and you are the you, right? Too many yous. He did not masika mepirkin hotzi alav ksav yodu shuchayv al gomin chasam nichorim. The Eshemi lo hutzrach. He didn't have to write my name lichtov. Shrei Masruli, because of limcha klomer misha muksak b'shtar. So that's the case. Is that a valid star? So Rav Huna says, why? Mimcha is too. There's no. It's not defined. Mimcha afilu meris galusa afilu mishmar malka. Mimcha kamina. Maybe I borrowed money from the exilarch. Right? How do you say it? Exilarch or from Shmur Malka was the king of Persia. Rakhbam. Mimcha masma afilu meris galusa klomer shemar reish galusa wado acher lebo v'nafal mimen of masaso. Maybe it fell and you found it. Who says Mimcha is you? So Amar Lei, so Rav Chizda then says to Rabba, right? Rav Chizda says to Rabba, Puk Ayin Ba, Dil'urta Boile Rav Huna Minach. It's interesting. It's like case studies. This is a case that Rav Huna came up with. He gave his initial, you know, answer, and then Rav Chizda tells to Rabba, you better go look at study this tonight, because tomorrow we're going to discuss it in class. Right? He had to find something that either supports or goes against this alleged psak of Rav Huna. So Nafak Dak v'Ashkach, he went out, he searched, and he found, right? He went on, what? He went on Google, and he found a Tosefta or a Brisa. He found something, a Brisa, I guess, the Sanya. Man, they didn't need Google back then. You know, they talk about, you'd ask the Gros Shilas, and it was all in his head right away. He didn't need the Bar Ilan. He knew it all. The Tanya, get Sheyeshel of Edim. You have a get, right, a real get of a woman, Sheyeshel of Edim, that has Edim, the ain bo Zman. But there's no Zman in the get. Abba Shaul says, Im kasev bo girash tia hayom. It says, I divorced her today. Saying actually today, not the date, but the words today. Then kosher. It's kosher. Why? Alma hayom, mashma, the word hayom means hahu yoma de nafik be mashma. It means the day that we found the star, that's the date. Hayom works, because we assume it's that day. So if that's the case, hachanami mimcha means mehu gabra de nafik mituse yade mashma. Then if hayom is mashma today, then mimcha is mashma, the guy who's holding it. Right? Fine. So the Gemara, so Abayi says to Rava, wait, maybe that's not a raya, but Dilma, getting back to Edim Sira, Edim Chasima, it seems to be coming up often, right? So Abba Shaul says, Dilma Abba Shaul ki Rabbi Elazar Svirle. Maybe the whole reason why Abba Shaul says it's kosher is not because Gerishti Hayom is good. Because he holds like Rabbi Elazar, who says Edim Sira create the Chalos and the Gerishin. So why is this Gerishin good? Because the Edim Sira will testify on the actual date that it took place, right? Dilma ki Rabbi Elazar Svirle, the Amar Edim Sira Karse. But here you should be choshesh that it fell. We'll read the Rashbam. But what, you see, if it's Edim Masira, then who cares what it's? You don't need the date in the get, because the get that doesn't have that. What creates the chalos is the actual Masira side get. So the Edim will be there. Look at this long Rashbam. We'll read the Rashbam. It says Dilma Abba Shaul, right? Dilma Abba Shaul lo chayish l'shum zman begitin b'di eved. Meaning the chiyuv should have it. But the Ebed, he holds his kosher. Why? Because he holds like Rabbi Elazar. The Tanam Perek HaMegarish, the 8th Perek of Gittin. It's also quoted, I think, on Dav Dalet. Shlosha Gittin Psulim, 3 Gittin are Pasul, the Im Nises have Lav Kosher. But nevertheless, if you use it to get married, there's no Mamzerus. Number one is Kosov Ksav Yado, the Aim Lav Edim. It's a handwritten by the husband without Edim. Yesh Lav Edim, the Aim Bo Zman. There's no Zman. Right? Or Yesh Bo Zman, the Aim Bo Ela Ed Echad. Because he holds that the only reason why you sign Staros is Tikkun Olam, so you can use the Edus, you can use the get as a raya as well. Rav Meir says that the get has to be written in such a way that it can be used as a raya, and that's why Ede Chasim Karse. The key hechi, the Rav Elazar Machshel below Edim, Mishum Time with Edim Asir Karse, just like he says his kosher without Edim. This is a Rashbam's hold of his Zacholik. Hachinami Machshel below Zman Mishum High Time Agufe. That's why he's Machshir a get without a Zman. So and he skip a little bit, skip 4 lines. Hachinami in Kosim Bo Zman El Vetika Olam. You write the Zman because of the Lukuchos, and Shem Yichatel Basachoso. You know, you worry that, you know, he married his niece and she was Mazana. So you write a different date in the start, to say, she was Mazana after the get, so you have to write the date in the get. And if you give over the get to the woman in front of Edim, they'll testify. That's the case. So why did Abba Shaul say you have to write the word Hayom? Why do you even have to write the quote Hayom? Why do you have to write that? Right? So he says, "V'hadam rachak Abba Shaul lichtovo ani Hayom gerishticha lav mishum zman." It's not a zman reason. You have to have the date in the star because he holds up Rabbi Lazar. You don't need a date in the star. D'ha ein zez zman ulzman lo chayish Rabbi Lazar. Ela the boy Rabbi Shaul needs yadayim mochichos. He needs some sort of proof, some sort of hand to stand on to mishar shekibla get nisgar shemiyah, that the gerishim took place immediately upon receipt of the get. She'im lo nechta mehayom beget zesh ein bo zman. It doesn't say hayom in the get. Minayin lanu she'iyah get. How do you know this is a get to begin with? Maybe he gave it a get and take place late at a different time. Right? Shema ein b'dayt l'garshim miyad beget zeh at sof shanosh natayim l'achak ha'balasa. So the get itself wouldn't be able to see from the get that it was a real, I don't understand why. Same reason why you had the Edi Masira to testify about the date. Let him testify that his intent at the time was to divorce her now. Right, Hilchos Boya Bishul Sheyichtuvu Hayom Akri She'ein Zman Ukasav Bo Sheyichichalav Kerav Yosi. The Amar Zman Ashal Shtar Mechichalav. He says you have to have the words Hayom. But Hayom, the reason why you have Hayom is not because you need Zman, it's because of some other reason. But really, you don't need Zman. You really don't need Zman in the get. He holds like Rabbi Lazar, and therefore there's no raya to the Mimcha, because the only the difference is there. It's because of Edim Asir Karsi, and here there's a chash that maybe the star fell. No, you can't. No, I don't think you can, because it doesn't. There's no chalos of the get right then. You divorce 3 years from now, and then what happens? A get has an, you have to have an asina. So there was no nesina at the time. I don't think you can do that.
Well, why is it hayom? Of course it is implying now. You don't have the option of giving the get a month from now, 2 months from now.
Right.
Hayom is superfluous because of course it's effective now.
No, but if he doesn't have... The Rashbam is saying that if you don't have hayom, maybe we're concerned about the case that you gave up, that you said. That really his intent was not to give it now, to give it in a few weeks from now. And therefore it would be a possible get. So aval hachal lechus nefila, but here with the mimcha, who says mimcha means anything? Maybe mimcha is somebody else, and it fell, and you picked it up. So amalei, so Rabbi says to Abaye, lenefila lechashinan. We're not choshes for nefila. We don't have a chash that that's the case, because most people are, I guess, are zahir on their shtaros. Most people keep their title and their insurance papers. They keep it in order somewhere. We're not choshes that it fell. We're not tamra. And how do I know that we're not choshes for nefila? Look at our mishnah. The Tanan, our Mishnah says, Shnaim Shayu Biracha, Shem Acha, Shem Echa, Yosef and Shimon, Shem Acher, Yosef and Shimon. Einan Yichol Lahotzi Sharchov Ze'el Ze, Velo Acher Lahotzi Alein Sharchov. So it just means that others can't bring a Sharchov on them, because they can each claim that it was the other person who owes them. Mashma, Ha Heim Alachem Yicholim. But they can pull out a Sharchov on somebody else. Why? Why don't they just say, no, that wasn't and to borrow from you. It was from the other Yosef ben Shimon, and he dropped it and you picked it up. So Amai, Lechus and Nefila, maybe you're choshesh for Nefila. There's no, Elalav, Shmami, no, the Nefila Cheshino. We're not choshesh for Nefila. I brought out Abaye. Abaye apparently was choshesh for Nefila. The Abaye, Nefila dechad lo Cheshino, Nefila de Rabin Cheshino. We are that we're choshesh that maybe the star fell from a specific individual, and somebody else found it. But Nefila de Rabin Cheshino, that we're not choshesh. That's why the Yosef and Shimon works. But Nefila de Rabin Cheshino, but we should be choshesh maybe for a star that maybe fell from anybody. The Yosef and Shimon case, the only possibility is that it fell from one individual, the other Yosef and Shimon. It's not my choshesh for. But here we have a star that says Mimcha. It could have fallen from anybody. That I'll be choshesh for. Okay. We'll stop here, because we're at the end. And should we go on? No, we'll go to Osis, Nixas, and Masira, and then we'll stop here, and then we'll pick up tomorrow. Have a good day.